The following episode is from 2007.
Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. Today, my guest on Piano Jazz is Annette Fort, a young pianist from Israel. Her music has a Middle Eastern flavor, and she favors the freer style of jazz, giving her improvisations a fresh color. There's not that many jazz pianists in Israel, are there?
There are more and more. But of course, like in every country, there are less women jazz pianists in Israel.
Yes, I suppose. But when did you decide to come to America?
I was in my early 20s, and I was studying jazz in Israel with a private teacher and starting to play around a little bit. And I realized that I needed to take it to the next level and come here and really go to school, whether it's, you know, a real school or the school of life. And
a school of life, that's a good one. We all go to that one, don't we?
Yeah, well, if we are open to it, then we do.
Well, I'd love to hear you play something. So how about a tune?
Yes, I think I will play a tune.
Something from your record, maybe.
Yeah.
What's this one called?
I will play a tune that I recorded three times on my latest record. It's called Just Now.
Now, that was interesting. You did it three times. Why did you do that?
I think it's sort of the story of the record. The record is called A Long Story. And to me, this tune is sort of the frame of the story, if you will. It happens in the beginning, middle, and end in different variations. And it just kind of wraps the story around. So
I thought that was interesting.
That's
good. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Okay.
Really a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Now, you didn't write all of that. I mean, some of it was improvised.
Yeah, most of it. Just, you know, it's like a jazz tune. I write the melody, I write the chord changes. Sometimes I write a bass line, and from there on, it's open.
Was Paul Motion on that record?
Of course, yeah. He was a main figure
on the record. You really like him, don't you?
I really like him.
So when did you start getting together? How long ago?
Let's see. I made the recording with Paul in March 2004. And those were the only 2 days that I've ever got to play with him up till now. Because, of course, he didn't want to rehearse. So we met in the studio and just
he
did
didn't
it.
Want to rehearse, so did you make him rehearse?
Well, he wouldn't. He wouldn't rehearse, so I couldn't make him rehearse or he wouldn't do the record. So I just had to roll with it, and I brought all kinds of tunes, and the way it went was he told me, okay, just play me a piece, and would stand there and listen to it, and then we would play it together. That was the rehearsal.
Well, he probably is that good that he would know what to do when.
Yeah.
Although kind of tough to say to somebody, I want to rehearse, and the guy says, I won't.
Yeah, but I knew he has a reputation of doing that, so, or not doing that. So I was ready. You know, I knew that that's how it went, and I was prepared.
You're obviously a strong girl.
Well.
You've got to be in the in this business.
Yeah,
so,
you do. You would know.
Yes, I guess I know a little.
A little.
Being around, I feel lucky to be in the business. I think it's playing jazz and being involved with musicians is the nicest thing we could be doing.
Absolutely.
And somebody like you, you're just starting out with your first record. You've got so many things ahead of you. I'd love to hear you play another tune, though. What have you got for me this time?
I think we're going to turn to something completely different. And I'm going to do a tune by one of my favorite composers, Thelonious Monk. And that tune is not often played, but I happen to really, really love it. It's called Hackensack.
I know that tune, and I never have learned it.
So you see, yeah. Not a lot of people play it for some reason.
I should, but I'll enjoy listening to you play it. Wonderful to hear that tune because you hear it so seldom.
He was so original, you know, in what he was doing, and composition wise and playing wise, and just seemed like one of those personalities that you know, you don't come across any day. You probably know it, you know.
Oh yes,
you knew him.
I did.
Yeah,
so that's something you go for, is for originality.
I appreciate that, yeah.
You're pretty original yourself.
Oh, thank you.
What you're doing. Well, you've been thinking what to play, and you're going to surprise us with something.
Yeah, I think now that we played Nardis, it sort of got me into that Middle Eastern mode. So I think I'm going to play a piece that I recorded, and it's called Something About Camels.
Oh, what a title.
Yeah.
Where did you get that title?
Actually, I didn't come up with it, but I wrote the piece a long time ago, and I've been playing it on gigs, and didn't have a title for it for the longest time. And I started asking people on gigs, you know, that if they had ideas, they should come up to me and tell me what they thought I should name this piece, because I couldn't find a title. And at one point, a few different people came up to me, and they all used the word camels in what they described that they were feeling when they were listening to the piece. And they said, oh, it sounds like something about camels, or you know, it has camels. And I thought, this is the title, Something About Camels.
That's a cute title.
Thank you. Thank you.
That would be a really nice piece with an orchestra, don't you think?
That's an idea.
I would love to hear some of your things done symphonically. Would you ever think of doing that?
Yeah, I've done some writing for orchestras.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. So I've been known to do that a little bit. But I never arranged this one, so that's another thing to think about.
Get that camel moving.
Right.
Well, I'm having a great time. Unfortunately, we've only got one more tune to play, but it's been a joy having you here.
Same here. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. You picked a real old tune. I don't know how old some of these tunes are, but this one, Softly as in the Morning Sunrise, a great title, too.
Yeah.
So here we go.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.